Happy birthday, KCHA. It was 50 years ago this week. KCHA went on the air November 27, 1949, and we're celebrating all week. I'm Carol Byrne. Let's meet the man who built the station.
We were looking for small markets that didn't have any radio stations. We had this vision that to move into small markets, build up a station, and then sell it to local people, which was what we did.
Ralph Evans is a consulting engineer from suburban Milwaukee, now retired. Back in the fall of 1949, he was a partner in an upstart broadcasting company in Milwaukee. The Bartell brothers entered the radio business after World War II. Signing on Milwaukee's fourth radio station in 1947, and then building stations in a handful of small towns in the Midwest. Charles City was among the first of the Bartell family's expansion, and Ralph Evans was the company's chief engineer. He came to town in October of 49 to oversee KCHA's construction.
Yeah, the aim was to build up a nest egg so we could move into the larger markets, which we did.
It was Evans's job to build the company's new stations. In the fall of 1949, he supervised a crew that built the original 187-foot tower on the south edge of town, transforming a cornfield into KCHA's new home.
I was the part ownership and the only engineer, and that was my job at that time, to put together these radio stations and get them on the air. It's what I did, and at the least possible cost. So I did a lot of the work myself. Like Charles City job, I did everything there. I was handed this Quonset hut, which was four walls and a roof, and I divided the rooms into the rooms inside. I installed the electrical. I didn't do the plumbing. But I did everything else, and that was simply to keep the cost down.
So thanks to Ralph Evans' creative wiring and carpentry skills, KCHA premiered on Sunday morning, November 27, 1949. It's KCHA's 50th anniversary. I'm Carol Byrne.